You know, if you're coming to these kind of things, like your team is doing well, because nothing happens without that. And you know, we have been doing really well the last couple of months, and you know, we've another one coming up now soon, and hopefully we can get over that too.
Talk to us about the buzz around the place since the Munster final. Everyone is talking about the Cork Hurlers.
Yeah, it's strange because like we didn't celebrate it too much, to be honest, yeah. And you know, we went back training the following week, and like the buzz is kind of. We know it's there, but it's kind of flying past us more often than not, because we're just in our own bubble below training the whole time, and trying to stay away from everything else, really.
Talk to us about the influence that John Myler's brought to this team this year.
Yeah, very good. Like, he was there last year as well, and I think he's seen how successful, kind of, not successful, because we didn't do what we said we were going to do last year, but... you know, it's more or less the same. It just kind of went smooth from, like, you'd never know there was a kind of change of management, really, because it went so smooth, like, and, you know, that's down to him, really, like, he made that happen, and, no, it's been really good, and everyone's happy.
Change of format this year with the round robin, how have you felt playing week in, week out?
Very good. As I was saying there a while ago, it's good when you're on a run, like, and you're winning, but you know, I could imagine on the other side of things, if you weren't going so well, like, you wouldn't want the games to be coming as quick. But
how did you find the turnaround in the 6 day, 7 day turnaround kind of thing?
I think it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I think, you know, we're playing hurling. All of us are playing hurling a long time, and like, you only need a day or two to recover. So, you know, it's either going to be a training or a match the following week. So, a quick match, anyway.
You played a couple of games in Parky Cueve as well with Cork. How was that?
Yeah, it's meant. Like, it's hard to believe the place down there until you're actually standing in the pitch looking around, and you know, it's unreal, and it's even better when you get the win there as well, like we did.
What's the atmosphere like when you're playing? Can you take it all in, or are you kind of too focused on it?
Sometimes you can, yeah. Sometimes you can hear what's going on around you, and other times it's just focus on what you have to do then, so it's kind of a bit of a mix. But now overall the place down there is unbelievable, like, you know.
Limerick in the semi-final, you've seen them in close quarters with the draw, you saw them beat Kilkenny. What have you thought of them?
I didn't see any other game, only one we played against them, and same as what anyone has thought. Like, they thought they were really good on the night. Draw was a fair result on the night as well. So, like, we know we have it all to do to push on from our last game and get better for this one, I'm sure they're thinking the same.
Will you watch that game against Kilkenny, or was that kind of things that the management and coaches will do and kind of tell you things to look out?
Yeah, it's not up to us. It's up to the fellas to look at it. It's all we do is we just play, really, and leave everything else up to someone else. So that's what we try to do as a team.
How much of an advantage for Limerick is it that they played this weekend and maybe even on the shelf for 4 weeks?
Doesn't count for much, because we have games in training and they're really competitive. So, like, I don't think it counts for much anyway.
Go for the semi-final, how much of a determination is there in the squad, I suppose, to go one better than last year?
Yeah, I suppose last year was good in a way, that we got there and we know how it feels, so I suppose this time we'll probably be a bit more relaxed and you know, enjoy it a bit more, I suppose, like, and take the shackles off, because we didn't play our best last year and we want to get that right.
Do you think your experience last year can stand you, Limerick having been there for 4 years?
Yeah, well, like, nothing will count, like, when the ball's thrown in, but when a ball's thrown in, nothing matters. They know what it's like to play in big games. We know what it's like to play in big games. So we'll see on the day how it goes.
And Croke Park will be a sea of red, as it always is. How important is that actually when you run out in Croke Park and see all the red jerseys?
Yeah, it's good to know we've that support from everyone in Cork, and you know, hopefully we can repay them with another performance.
Patrick, best of luck.
Nice one, thanks.